start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this, well, what I almost said the second, but it's not the second, it's the 10th. It is Tuesday the 10th. Why did I want to say Tuesday the 2nd? It's not even close. Anyways, maybe the reason why I wanted to say the 2nd was because originally this is supposed to be part 2 of what we had going on, last week. But then I told you I was going to do it on Friday, and then the mini became something else. And I'll say that I'm a week delayed, if I can say anything about that. Because then I was like, okay, but if I change this, it won't go into the continuity of what we have normally going on with this thing. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry. Neither do I most of the times as I'm hanging out. But about mindset, this is part 2 and how to change your mindset. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. And going into all the fun things that we can talk about in regards of that particular topic. So if I was going to take you down the rabbit hole, I would almost have to ask you a couple of questions starting off. And it would start off even with this going into the new year. Do you feel like you have been stuck in a rut lately? And are you ready to make significant changes but need to know where to begin? Maybe that's where we can help each other out today. So if you are here, you're probably listening to the podcast, and you might have heard the first part, or maybe not, about the mindset series covering how to the fix and growth types of mindsets in depth. That's what we covered during the last episode. So you might not be surprised, but it all starts with changing your own mindset. So maybe that's something we should probably talk about in case you didn't hear the first episode. Sometimes the only thing standing between where we are now and our goal is our own thinking. Yeah, think about that for a moment. You could be where you want to be, but your thinking is in the way. You know, it's happened to you before. Sometimes, as we go through these things, making the shift can be easier said than done, but it is possible if you arm yourself with the right strategies. So in today's podcast, we'll outline the steps needed to completely transform the way you think about success so that you can reach your goals in no time. So figuring out what your mindset is. First, let's try to figure out your mindset. After all, self-reaction is always essential. Some people tend to believe that their abilities and talents are predetermined, leading them to be risk-averse or less likely to try new things. They don't necessarily think hard work and practice can lead to improvement. Is this something that you can relate to? Maybe that's a good question. Well, if your answer to the question that I just asked is affirmative, you are more likely to fall into the fixed mindset group of people. And as we already almost discussed in part 1 to this series, a fixed mindset is something that can sometimes act as a barrier between you and your goals. So let's talk about a necessary change. Regardless of whether you believe that you hold a fixed or growth mindset, you should always welcome a positive change. And at the end of the day, people have different mindsets towards different things. This would mean that if you think that you are generally a growth mindset type, this might only be the case in some things. Yeah, listen to that. This might be only be in the case in some things. Therefore, there's always room for self-improvement. And luckily, we have just the tips for you to try with this. Keep listening ahead if you want to learn what you can change and how to, you know, things can be perceived. Who knows? You might just want to end up changing things and being able to accomplish your goals a little bit quicker if you take a little listen to this. So here's the steps that I'll roll out for you. The first step is to change your mindset will probably be the most difficult thing. It will require you to face your attitudes head on, and this part can be extremely tricky. You will need to try to be as objective as possible in identifying the parts of your life that correspond to the concept of fixed mindsets. These exact beliefs and attitudes are the ones that you will be working on. And I know that sometimes these things can be extremely difficult. So now let's break down some of the tips that you can apply to your life to achieve the necessary change within yourself. So, appreciate the process. That's going to be probably the best thing that I can tell you. Having the right attitude is key to effectively working towards your goal. When developing a growth mindset, it is essential to focus on the journey of achieving success rather than obsessing over the end result. Taking time to appreciate the process of learning and hard work that goes into executing, it can help bring joy and foster resilience to manage what is going on with you. Think about that for a moment, because that's going to be one of those things that as you get through the steps, it might be difficult to think about. What else can we talk about? When seeing each moment for what it is rather than obsessing over the final outcome, people can become motivated by their own level of performance, which will ultimately contribute towards overall achievement. Overall, admitting imperfections and taking pride in effort allows individuals to face challenges confidently while aiming towards the desired outcome. So, you know how this is going to go. If you appreciate the process, you're going to have to appreciate some things that you might not like as well. And you're probably going to have to appreciate the failures. Changing your mindset can be intimidating, but with the right preparation, you can make the progress. One of the most important elements to focus on is to accept that failure may come along the way. Kind of some of the concepts that we talk about in human and organizational performance. Allowing for those lapses in the journey towards the healthier mindset and having acceptance towards not achieving perfect results will help ensure you perceive even when the times are difficult. I mean, think about that. Not achieving perfect results will help you perceive even when times are difficult. And I know, persevering is kind of a difficult thing to do, but think about it. When preparing, it helps to have patience and treat yourself kindly. I know it's still a difficult task for me to this day, as all the challenges take time to become more effective. Overall, accepting the possibility of experiencing failure during your journey is essential when working towards personal growth. And I mean, we can apply that to so many other things as we are talking too. Here's another one that a lot of people still tend to have a difficulty with, and so do I. And that's appreciating your accomplishments. To help achieve your goals, it is essential to make time to break them down into achievable chunks. This process is beneficial on many levels. It enables you to keep track of your progress, to stay motivated and focused. Listen to those words, motivated and focused. Moreover, breaking down your goals can help you develop the growth mindset. Taking the time to appreciate each step, regardless of how big or small, will give you greater insight and appreciation for the range of skills and accomplishments you have developed on your way to success. So, as we always say, if we have to final thought it, it would probably go something like this. Although it's not always easy to let go of your old way, sometimes change is necessary, especially regarding how we think about ourselves. With a growth mindset, we can open ourselves up to new and exciting opportunities to help us reach our full potential. So don't be afraid to try something new or even fail. Embrace the change and see how far you can go. That's going to be something to think about today. Let's see how that works out for you in 2023. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host. I will be back with another episode of the Jay Allen Show before too long. Goodbye for now, and I'll see you real soon.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.